Shalom to all! You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha's Matis Masei, that is Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Aleph. And now we have a brand new topic. We're making a Rav Hayel B'nei Reuven B'nei Gad Atzum Ma'od, and B'nei Reuven B'nei Gad, these are the people of Shevet Reuven and Shevet Gad, they had a lot of livestock. Atzum Ma'od means they were totally mighty, they had so much livestock. Vayiras Arz Yazer Vayiras Arz Gilad, and they saw the land of Yazer and Gilad, Vine Amakim Mekoy Mikne, and this was a place of livestock. Vayavo B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven, and the people of Gad Reuven came, Vayom and they said to Moshe, Elazar Kain, and to the Nesiim of the assembly, saying, Ataris v'divan v'yazar v'nimra v'cheshbon v'alalei u'shvay u'nevayu v'ayin. These are all names of cities. Ha'aretz asher hiko Hashem l'fnei adas Yisrael. This is the land Hashem has struck in front of the assembly of Yisrael. Eretz miknehi. It's a land of livestock. V'lavadecha mikne. And your servants have a lot of livestock. V'yayimru, and they said, Imatzanuchem b'enecha. If we find favor in your eyes, yutanis ha'aretz hazot l'avadecha l'achuza, this land shall be given to your servants as their portion. Al tavirenu sayardein. Do not cross us over the Yarden. In essence, they were saying they did not want a portion in Eretz Yisrael, they wanted a portion in what is called Eiver HaYarden, the opposite side of the Yarden. Moshe told B'nei Gad and B'nei Reuven, HaChecham Yavayu LaMocham V'Atem Teshvu Pai, your brothers, they're going to go to war and you're just going to sit here? V'lama Saniyon is Lev B'nei Yisrael. Why should you dissuade the hearts of B'nei Yisrael Me'avar El Arts from crossing over into the land Asher Nasan Lahem Hashem that Hashem has given them? You're going to dissuade them because by you not going over, they're going to think that you're afraid and then they're also going to become afraid. Kayasu Avasechem, so your forefathers did. When I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to go scope out the land, they went up to Nachal Eshkol and they saw the land, and they dissuaded the hearts of B'nai Yisrael and prevented them from going into the land that Hashem had given them. And the anger of Hashem burned on that day, and he swore saying, these men who came up from Mitzrayim from 20 years old and up, they will not see the land that I promised Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, ki loy milu acharai, because they have not followed me. Bilti Kalev ben Yifuna, Knizi, v'Yeshua ben Nun, besides for Kalev ben Yifuna and Yeshua ben Nun, ki milu acharai Hashem, because they did follow Hashem. V'yichraaf Hashem b'Yisrael, and the anger of Hashem burned against Kal Yisrael. V'yiniyam b'midbar, and he made them wander around the midbar, arbaim shana, 40 years. Atayim kol ador ha'oisa rabbeinei Hashem, until the entire generation that did bad in the eyes of Hashem was completed, meaning until they died. V'ine kamtem tachas v'yisechem, and behold, you have gotten up in place of your forefathers. Tarbas anashim chatoim, a society of sinful people, lispais oid al charoin af Hashem el Yisrael, to add on to the burning anger of Hashem against Klal Yisrael, kisashuvin me'acharav, because if you turn away from him, v'yosaf oid l'hanicha b'midbar, Hashem is going to add on and have them rest in the midbar, v'shichatim l'chol am hazeh, and you will have destroyed this entire nation. So Moshe Rabbeinu was giving them mussar for not wanting to go into Eretz Yisrael. So they continue telling him, v'yikshu elav, they approached him, v'yemru, and they said, gidres shayin nivne l'miknenu pai, let us build fences for our sheep and our livestock over here, v'arim l'tapenu, and cities for our children. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes Zayin. Nivne l'mekneinu pai. Chasim hayu amimayim yarsu b'nei m'naseim. They showed that they cared more for their money than their children. Shekdimu mekneim l'tapam, because they preceded and they said, we're going to build fences and enclosures for our livestock and then we're going to build cities for our children. Amar lahem Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu told them in the next aliyah, loichein, that's not so. Asua ikar ikar v'atafel tafel. Why don't you focus on what's important and what's secondary, make that second. Benu lachem tchila arm l'tapchem. First build cities for your children, v'achar kach g'deros l'tzoinchem, and afterwards you could build fences and enclosures for your sheep. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Zayin, what do they continue saying? Va'anachnu nechatz chushim, and we will quickly arm ourselves, lifnei b'nei Yisrael, in front of the b'nei Yisrael, ad asher im havioinum el makaimam, until we have brought them to their place, v'yashav tapenu ba'ar mitzar, but in the meanwhile, our children will dwell in the fortified cities, mipnei yashvei art, because of the inhabitants of the land. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Zayin, va'anachnu nechatz chushim, nizdayim mihirim, we're going to arm ourselves really quickly, k'moy maher shal chashbaz, yimaher yachisha, lifnei b'nei Yisrael, in front of the b'nei Yisrael. Rashi tells us, b'rashi geyasos, they went at the head of all the troops, because they were very powerful. It says about God, and Moshe Rabbeinu told them in Devarim, this is talking about Reuven and God. They actually did go in front of all of Klal Yisrael. While we're still with our brothers, our children will be in these fortified cities that we're going to build right now. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Ches, and they continue telling Moshe, Loi Noshav El Batenu, we're not going to go back to our houses, Ad Hisnachel B'nei Yisrael Ish Nachlasoi, until every single person gets his inheritance, his portion. Ki Loi Ninchal Itam, we're not going to inherit, we're not going to get a portion with them, Me'ever El Yarden V'Hala, from the opposite side of the Yarden and onwards, meaning into Eretz Yisrael, Ki Ba Nachlaseinu Elenu, because our Nachla will have already come to us, Me'ever Yarden Mizracha, on the other side of the Yarden, meaning on the east side of the Yarden. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with learning what Moshe Rabbeinu told them, if he agreed to their condition, if he didn't. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.